This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Day better.
Well, let's see if we can.
I was looking at some beauty secrets. Let's see if we can get into these beauty secrets with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Beauty in my own right. All at the same time.
Yeah, there's a Broadway play right now that people love, and it's the story of Helena Rubinstein versus, is it Estee Lauder?
Arden, I think.
Well, it's Elizabeth Arden versus, I think it might be Estee Lauder, and it's not called Feud because that's the FX show, but it's something similar to that, and it's just about the two rival beauty empires that started at the same time, and they kind of are credited with cosmetics.
I think if you looked at it, you'd find Elizabeth Arden and Helena Rubinstein. How far be it from me, not an expert in this, but I'm looking at some stories, a couple of different things that talk about the foundation of the cosmetic industry. These are advertising folks who have gone back into magazines to see how celebrities endorsed various products. Even way back then, they used celebrity to promote these things. One of the things, this is for those of you who are investors, you want to make some money, invest in this sector. It grows by 7 to 10% a year. And has for the last, ever since World War II, in fact, developing at twice the rate of most of the GDP of the world, because more and more people who are getting older spend more and more money trying to make themselves look more beautiful.
That's so true. I mean,
what does your mother do? Both Jennifer, all three of you, what do your mothers do when it comes to cosmetics, creams? Makeup,
oh, yeah.
Oils,
yeah.
That kind of stuff. What do they do?
My mom's huge into skincare. My mom's like a...
Your mother's got beautiful skin.
Yeah, she really does.
She's got beautiful skin. Yeah.
She's a skincare junkie, so she has, you know, she buys all kinds of creams and stuff, and she'll wear makeup. She wears minimal makeup, more like a foundation than eye makeup, but definitely always foundation and lipstick and... Yeah.
Well, that's one of those things. I mean, economically, and this is something that we did talk about at Cosmo, that no matter what the state of the economy, women will always find a way to budget cosmetics and makeup into their life. And if they go from a department store brand to a drugstore brand, that's okay. That happens all the time with economic downturns, but women will always find a way. So it is one of the most stable types of businesses and industries to invest in.
That's one of the reasons I brought this up for two reasons.
Yeah.
One, so that people would know if you're looking for a good investment, look at these companies. Last year, this business did $20 billion in America alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's without the plastic surgery. And
by the way,
the amount of cosmetic surgery in this country has increased 200% in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
So... And there are now, is it Avon? Avon was the original door-to-door, right? Wasn't that the
company? It was.
So now they're not so big in America anymore. Guess what country they're having the most success in?
Japan.
Nope.
China.
Nope.
I don't know. Germany.
Nope. Brazil.
Interesting.
It is. I found that to be fascinating.
I mean, Brazil is the plastic surgery capital of the world, so that is interesting that Avon, something like Avon, would also be.
Well, there are a lot of women. I sound like I'm an authority on this, and I'm not really. A lot of women are now getting butt implants.
Mm-hmm.
Men are getting
Brazilian butt lift. Yeah.
Yeah. men are getting, gives new meaning to the term Brazilian. The men are getting chest implants.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff.
A lot of guys get calf implants.
Yes.
Because guys, that's one. Oh, I'm sure it would. But that's like guys can work their legs out, but the calves are something that, you know, if you don't have a lot there and you want your legs to look stockier, that's something you just can't get naturally.
I guess I'm lucky. I have very large calves.
Oh, yes, you do. God, the biggest I've ever seen.
Okay.
Would you ever get plastic surgery?
Me?
Yeah. You've had it, haven't
I've
you?
I've had a little. You had something.
Oh, that's right. You had something on your face, 20, right?
Yeah.
I had a facelift, didn't you?
I had a lot of, I didn't have a facelift per se, but I had a lot of acne scars from when I was a kid, and I had it tightened I told you about Pam the Knife. Do you remember me talking
about
that?
That's right. Yep.
Pam the Knife? Yeah.
She was in New York, right?
Yeah, she still is. I don't know how steady her hands are. This was 20-some odd years ago.
We may not want to look into her now, but yeah.
Well, I haven't really thought about it, but if I ever wanted to have something like that done, I'd go back to her to see either what she was doing or what she recommended. She was just a character in every sense of the word. It was two things with her. Get the job done right and make sure you get your money. That was it. That was the conversation. There was no, she looked at your face and she could tell whatever, I don't know. It's like, we have a gift for gab. People have gifts. Some people are good at riding horses. Some people are good at fixing cars. Some people are good at milking cows. Some people are good at building space rock. Whatever it is that you're good at. But she just had a natural, I was so fortunate. Because when you look at my face, you can't tell. You really, and it isn't like it was extreme. It just was something because I was very self-conscious about all of the scars. So I wanted to get rid of them. And so, but you can't, I mean, you can look at a picture of me that was taken a week before the procedure was done. And then maybe 4 or 5 months after it was done and everything healed. And you could not tell the difference at a distance at my face. You know, I look at it a little, but it isn't like, you know, the eyes were, it was just something that I felt, I was very self-conscious about it, frankly.
Yeah.
I think a lot of men and women are, and so they do something about it. Anyway, so the point here with a couple of different things, what you do with your own brand of whatever you're, what's, by the way, what is the brand you use most, Jennifer?
I shop around so much. It's hard to say that I'm, like, loyal to one brand.
Really? Yeah, I mean, I my answer would be the same. My bathroom looks like a Sephora store.
Yeah,
a million
too.
Different brands, so.
I mean, for makeup, I find myself using Too Faced a lot for my
Too-faced?
Eyeshadow.
The
yeah,
brand
for
is
my
called
eyeshadow
Too-faced?
And stuff. But right now, my foundation makeup is NARS, my skincare products. Typically for skincare, I usually use drugstore products. Right now, I'm using probably a bunch of different Olay products, would probably be one that
people
I
laugh at me because. A lot of the creams that I have come from the hotels.
Yeah, you feel those, right?
And yeah, I think some of them are good, depending. You can put them on your hands, your arms, whatever. What about you, Victoria? What do you use brand-wise?
I'm kind of all over the place. Like, I try to buy organic, paraben-free stuff.
Yes.
So I pretty much only use European brands because it's an easy way to shop because they're illegal over there anyway.
Yeah.
So I use a lot of Dior. I like NARS for makeup, too. Skincare, I like Juice Beauty. That's what I've been into lately.
Really?
So, yeah, it's all organic. So
why do they call it Juice Beauty?
I don't know, because it's made with juices in it.
Yeah.
So it's like natural apple pectin and things like that.
Oh, Kara, do you pay attention to much of this stuff?
Yeah, I own
at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're leaving
the house?
I own
a decent amount of makeup, but I only wear makeup if I'm going out or if I'm doing something in the evening. Whenever I come to work, I'm not wearing a shred of makeup right now, and I almost never do. But I don't know. For foundation, that's the thing I use most regularly. I use Tarte, which is like a kind of a thicker clay-based makeup, and NARS for lipstick, which seems to be consistent between all of us.
Yep. Yeah.
So the men who wonder about the brands, the one brand that I have used consistently, I don't use it all the time because I do use a lot of stuff that I've managed to beg, borrow, or steal from other sources. But I found that Pantene was what appealed to me more than any other brand. I like the fragrance of the men's products and what it is that it presents. And it's almost all natural. A lot of vitamin B ingredients in it, that sort of thing. But then there are a lot of people who say you can find that stuff in the supermarket if you look around. And Pantene's expensive, and as are, well, you said you buy stuff you just go to the CVS or whatever, Jennifer, and buy stuff there and use it. I think that all of you...
Yeah, I'm a mix of drugstore and brands, yeah, right? and some of the bigger brands, yeah.
Yeah, I find all of you, I know Jennifer better in terms of being, no longer in person. There's something about the look that she brings when you meet her the first time, because neither of you have met her. She has this glow about her. There's a brightness to her face that is not duplicated with anybody that I know. When I saw you last summer, Victoria.
That's so sweet.
Well, it is. I think it's true. I wouldn't say it if it weren't. Victoria, you had a sort of a, because I wasn't, I didn't know what to expect, and I had no prejudgment before I saw you. And then I would say the best way of describing what I thought when I first saw you was that you were put together.
Thank you. Look at that.
Well, isn't that a compliment? I mean, I think that you just were the face and all of the stuff. You were somebody that I was proud to introduce.
Oh, thank you. That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But I think that sometimes people present themselves in different ways. They're not so conscious. But the problem is that people are so judgmental about you. You look at somebody, the first impression that you leave. I mean, a lot of times people see me, if I'm getting off a tractor, I'm all greasy. Yes, last night I spread manure until dark, and I had a lot of it on me. So if somebody saw me for the first time, they go, who is this guy? And the other thing with Kara, I've only seen pictures of Kara, too. Isn't it strange? We all work together. We all know each other like we were best buds, but we never actually come in contact with each other because we're all in different parts of the country. But Kara has a wholesomeness. That was when I saw pictures of you, I thought there was just that, there's a warm sort of wholesomeness to you that stands out. So,
thank you.
That is how everybody rates. There's Dougie's we are climbing Dougie's ladder. All right, enough of that. We spent all this time talking about beauty, but it's a great investment. That's the other side of it. Buy stock in these companies. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world. Mother's Day is Sunday, the 14th of May. Sherry's Berries offering huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. And right now, you can double the berries for just $10 more. Pick your delivery date. And these berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and delicious, or you'll get your money back. You may think you've seen gourmet dipped strawberries before, but you've never seen anything like this. Sherry's berries are huge. They're sweet. They're juicy. They're covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips, chopped nuts, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. All these things are so great. Yum, yum, yum. Sherry's berries are an unexpected gift that will put a smile on any mother's face. Surprise your mom by going on right now to berries.com and use the code DJV. That's BERRIES.com, berries.com. The code is DJV.
How did you...
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a national.
Alright, so what's the, this is Miley Cyrus tune. What's this about? The girls are around me. You girls are always talking about your girls. Is that the girls we're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait,
she doesn't
hold on.
Look like she has girls.
No, not those kind of girls. I think she's talking about real females, people.
Miley Cyrus in the musical spotlight here, 24 past the hour on the DJB Experience. Miley Cyrus admitted this week that she stopped smoking weed. And in fact, she did it last month. She says, the days of me smoking weed are over. Yeah. I like to surround myself with people that make me want to get better, more evolved, more open. I was noticing it's not the people that are stoned all the time. I want to be super clear and sharp, so.
You know what, though? She's dropping a new single next week, and I think she's going down the more country road. And after working with Blake Shelton on The Voice and, you know, Dolly Parton's her grandma, I think she's trying to become more serious in the country field. Like, I think she wants people to take her more
seriously.
I'll bet
you that Dolly took her aside. I bet you Dolly wouldn't be afraid at all to say to her, look, girl, what are you doing? You're stupid.
You know what, though? I don't think Dolly would say that to her. I don't think Dolly thinks what she's doing is stupid. You know, she's kind of a partier.
Smoking weed?
Maybe, but I think Dolly Parton likes to have a good time, too.
I would be very surprised if Dolly... I don't even want to think about Dolly Parton.
I don't think she smokes weed,
marijuana.
But I don't know. From what I've seen, I don't think she looks down on what Miley Cyrus does.
Yeah. Well, it's not looking down. It's being helpful. That's not. I think
Blake probably gave her some advice because country crowd is very welcoming, and they'll say, "Yeah, let's party and have some beer." But the country crowd isn't huge into the drug scene, so if she is trying to go that direction.
You know, it's funny, there was an article yesterday on Rolling Stone that when they analyzed thousands of songs across genres, country songs had more mention of cocaine, meth, hard drug use than any other genre. I'll send you the article. It's fascinating. Yeah.
I can't even think of any of the references. I mean, sometimes you get a little weed reference because, I mean, you've got the Willie Nelsons of the world.
Right.
You know, you've got, I mean, that's prevalent. But, yeah, aside from that and beer, wow.
Right. That is enlightening. All right, let's keep moving here. Alanis Morissette Musically is in the news today. Her ex-manager has been sentenced to 6 years in the slammer for embezzling a lot of money from her. What, $4 or $5 million? Right? Jonathan Todd Schwartz admitted that he stole money from Morissette. About $5 million from her and a couple of million from a couple of other clients. So this was in the 2010, 2014. So he's got to pay the money back, and he's going to go to jail. I don't know why you send those out. Just go to jail. You make them pay the money back. Going to jail isn't going to
pay. Well, yeah, but it is really illegal when he did. Of course it is. Not just Alanis, but to everybody else.
Yeah, right. No, I'm not. I've got sympathy for the guy. I'm just saying that sending people to jail for stuff like that, what does that do? It makes it harder for them to pay back the bills that they owe to these people.
Yeah.
Faith Hill, Kelly Pickler. What an interesting name. She's got a new syndicated talk show. So what's she going to talk about? It'll be out this fall. What's Kelly Pickler got to say? And I don't know.
She's one of those very bubbly types. So she's been doing some hosting stuff for the CMAs. I'm not sure what her talk show
is. So is this talk show on a country channel? It's called, here it is, CMT Unscripted Series, I Love Kelly Pickler, opposite Kyle Jacobs, who is her husband. So the two of them are going to do a reality show.
Well, they have a reality show together, and then she's going to do a new talk show that Faith Hill's producing with a journalist named Ben Aaron, who's a New Yorker. So it's going to be the country, country mouse, city mouse kind of thing.
Really?
And it looks like it's going to be on CBS, so pretty mainstream, not on country.
Yeah, right. All right, thank you, ladies. 28 after the hour. My mother always used to say, you are what you eat. And she was right, but who knows what's healthy anymore? Here's something to think about. Drinking Super Beets. What are Super Beets? Super Beets is a circulation superfood. One glass a day gives you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable. Why is it important for you? It's about healthy blood flow. If you're over 40, your body may be losing its efficiency around energy, stamina, and even maintaining healthy blood pressure. Drinking superfoods helps to feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system and boost your stamina and energy at the core. So do something good for yourself right now. Call 800-655-4183. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order of Super Beets in regular or cherry flavor. Plus free shipping as well. Go to DougLikesBeets.com to order or call 800-655-4183 or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Four after the hour now on the DJV Experience, mindful radio listening. Matter of fact, to sort of underscore that, you can go to Doug Steffen now. For those of you who can't get enough of all of us here, Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, any time of the day, any time of the night, all of our daily programs are available on TuneIn Radio. The daily program stream live when we're on the air. And then the show just repeats itself.
Over and over and over and over.
Over and over. Yes, it's all Doug all the time. Do a search for Doug Steffen now when you go to TuneIn Radio on your computer, your mobile device, Doug Steffen now. And then you can catch up on things that you didn't hear that you might have wanted. A lot of people used to do that, but it was harder to do. Back in the old days, now you can just hit a button, do the app. Bingo, bango, and you're there. we've become, I don't know if we're the kings of anything here. I was just thinking, as I was talking, good heavens, hold on a second. Two of you talk for a minute while I talk.
What's wrong?
Out your throat a little bit.
So gross.
I said I was out last night till 8 o'clock spraying manure.
Allergies, right?
Oh, the pollen on things here is so thick. Unbelievable. And it's raining.
Pretty bad.
The rain also exacerbates any of these things because the moisture makes it that much worse. Wind, moisture, any of that sort of thing. So if you're filled with phlegm, that's the reason. Okay, now meanwhile, back to what I was saying about when I was extolling the value and virtue of Jennifer and Kara and Victoria, my name is still on the sign. And because I have tried, this is not about me, this is about those of you who have businesses. You know, you're always hearing me talk about ZipRecruiter.com, and I suppose we ought to mention how that works in a moment. But the bottom line is that America is great because there are so many small businesses, business wealth, abundance created by people who came up with an idea. Did your father ever say, or your mother, what the heck are you doing when you were messing around with something, trying to figure something out? And a lot of times that playing around, experimenting, turns into a business.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can take your business as far as your talent will let you go, or your ego let you go, or your fear. If you're afraid, if I'm not smart enough to be afraid, apparently, because I have recreated this thing as many times as I can shake a stick at, and because I understood what the marketplace was about. And I am, as I've said so many times, I don't want to overdo it, but thankful that we had the ability to put all of these people together, and now move. We have not lost any radio stations since we changed sort of the pitch of what we're doing. I'm more likely to lose stations on my own because of something I might say about religion or the silly, sometimes sexual references. You notice that I didn't talk at all about the president's bill yesterday, mostly because Jennifer and I agreed it was meaningless. But somebody will hear me say that and say, ah, listen to that guy with a religion. It was nonsense. All it was theater. Yesterday prayer breakfast day? Was that what yesterday was? Jennifer?
National prayer day. National day of prayer. Yes.
Yeah, right. Okay. So this was just a way of, I mean, it's kind of like from the Pence wheelhouse. I'm wondering at what point that will stop. That maybe is something we'll talk about later on, when the Pence stuff will wear out. And Trump, I think more and more he's doing sort of his own thing. But whatever you've seen so far, for all the people that say, oh, Trump's breaking all his promises and stuff, it hasn't been Trump, really. I'm not apologizing, but it's been more Pence, because Pence is who got him there. And I think, above all other things, my read on Donald Trump is that he's loyal to people who are loyal to him and help him. But if you're not, for the laundry. If you don't perform, see you later. You're fired. I think that's where that all came from, don't you? In essence, that's really kind of what that's what I get out of it anyway. Puerto Rico today declaring bankruptcy. Huh? Wait a minute. Let's try that one again. The state of Puerto Rico, it is a protectorate of the United States of America. It's not our 51st state, although a lot of people want it to be. Puerto Rico yesterday declared some kind of bankruptcy. First time a state or territory has ever done that. They are $123 billion in debt, have pension obligations to their employees, state employees. Now, remember when Detroit, those of you who say, wait a minute, Detroit, well, Detroit's not a state. But when it declared bankruptcy a couple of years ago, it was $18 billion in the hole. So Puerto Rico's in the hole for $123 billion and Detroit $18. What does that say? Who pays this? Or does, if you go bankrupt, that means, and I think that this has been tried, whether you knew it or not, Puerto Rico went to the feds and said, we need help, and the feds said no. Detroit went to the feds and said, we need help, and the feds said no. So what's the only other, that's it. And that's good business, by the way. Why should you and I, as taxpayers, bail out the city of Detroit when they don't know what the hell they're doing? And the same with Puerto Rico. I have no obligation to bail out the government of the state of Puerto Rico. Do you? You feel like you do, Jennifer? Have any obligation to help them out of their overspending? I mean, look at California. Look at everywhere. They all overspend like drunks. just spend, spend, spend. So at some point, you got to pull up your bootstraps and realize the reality of the situation is, hey, we can't keep doing this. And that's why a lot of Puerto Ricans lost population. They went over to Florida. I don't know how healthy Florida is. I think Florida's probably okay. But anyway, so it's a lesson for those of us who are in business, those of you who are in business, also a good lesson for those who want to think that at least there is some common sense someplace, because there really were probably the same people that want to make California a sanctuary state. Some people in the federal government wanted to bail these guys out. Why? What do you mean? What? So you can give them more. It's like crack. Give them more money. Isn't it? I mean, really and truly. It's like giving somebody crack. You give them more money. What are they going to do with it? Okay.
Well, yeah.
Huh? Am I right or not?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any easy solution when for
yes,
any of
there
these
is.
Types of...
No, there's an easy solution. Stop what? Spending money. Stop wasting it. Find where the fraud, the corruption, the abuse is, and stop
cut it out.
It.
But
that's it.
But right, but with Puerto Rico, I mean, that's pretty much, that's all it is
yeah,
fraud and corruption. And so I don't know, how do you solve it at this point with $123 billion?
You know what? It's like a boat sinking, like the Titanic sinking. You got to let it, you
bankruptcy
can control.
Will be good for them.
Yeah. You can control some things and other things you can't control. Not in my wheelhouse, not in my agenda. I'm not for helping them. They made their own mess. Let them figure out.
Well, I don't think anyone is going to help them, and the Supreme Court is just going to have to, you know, assign a bankruptcy judge, and then go from there. But the problem is that a lot of Americans, mainland Americans, invested in the bonds in Puerto Rico and are out of a lot of money, and that's a big problem. That was a big part of why they're because a year and a half ago, Puerto Rico was $70 billion in debt, so they've almost doubled the debt in less than 2 years. So.
Yeah.
It's and a lot of that was bond inflation and things like that. So it's a complicated situation to figure out.
Well, sometimes those government bonds, if they're not guaranteed, you don't ever want to touch them.
Yeah. Well,
there's gotta be
right,
a guarantee.
But that's
they
right.
They have to be guaranteed.
But some of them were, and that was part of the incentive, and it's complicated there.
Yeah. All right, let's find something that isn't. Get to the sports desk where Biff and Biff are covering a couple of important stories. First, Biff Horn goes to the Chicago Cubs. For what purpose, madame?
Are you going to trade me to the Chicago Cubs?
I will never trade you to the Chicago Cubs. Never, ever, ever.
Well, apparently they've already got some problems with their World Series cups. The Chicago Cubs, as you know, waited a very long time, 108 years, for the right to take the World Series trophy to a Pearl Jam concert. But... you think they'd be able to keep the thing safe for longer than 7 months? Not so much. According to the Chicago Tribune, the trophy was damaged during Theo Epstein's benefit concert in Boston over the weekend.
Lovely.
The incident occurred when somehow someone allowed the trophy to go crowd surfing.
Oh, sweet.
A repair team was called in to replace the parts that were broken off. A handful of the flags, you know, there's 30 flags on there, came off the trophy during the event Saturday night. This is according to the Cubs Vice President of Communications. He said it was repaired and on display on Sunday at Fenway, along with the Red Sox trophy. Of course, this incident prompted lots of jokes online, with several people saying the Cubs need to take care of the trophy because, after all, it needs to last another 108 years.
Hi, Victoria. What's happening with Cristiano Ronaldo? What a wonderful, by the way, the first time I ever saw this, I thought, what a great, I want to pronounce this name. What a great name. Cristiano Ronaldo. Sounds like the star. A Latin lover star.
Oh, Cristiano, he's definitely got that, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got the Latin lover look, too. So, as of this week, Cristiano Ronaldo, of course, for people unfamiliar with the soccer world or football, where the rest of the world calls it that, Cristiano Ronaldo is one of the most famous and best players currently in any of the world leagues right now. And now he has something in common with Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, and Ariana Grande. They all have at least 100 million followers on Instagram.
Wow.
This actually makes him not only the first male to achieve this, but the first pro athlete.
You told me I had 100 million followers on Instagram.
Oh, you do, Dougie. Yeah, just ignore this story.
Jennifer, why are you laughing?
Please. You're lucky to have 100.
Whoa! Jeepers crow. All right, finish the story, Victoria. I'm going to ignore Jennifer now.
Well, I mean, 100 million followers is a pretty big deal on Instagram. It's only he's only one of five people on the planet who actually can boast that. So he took to his Instagram story on Wednesday saying, "Hi, guys, I'm so happy to achieve 100 million. It's a magic number. I have to thank you all for your support that you've given me all around the world."
All right, so let's see here. On this list is Cristiano Ronaldo, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, and Doug Steffen.
Bubbling under Doug Steffen.
Right.
Okay, you want to know how I find, you want to know how it is that we put together a program like this with a support team behind the scenes? ZipRecruiter.com is how you put together a brilliant support team for you and your company. ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to hundreds of job sites around the country, all the social media networks. Facebook's got a way to post jobs. Twitter does, and they all happen with the single click of someone at ZipRecruiter.com who will help you. And by the way, the first time around doesn't cost you anything. So ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Find the new person for your company. Start free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time. All while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so you think, this amazes me. I'm looking at the homepage for Delta Airlines, and they're all over themselves trying to apologize for yet another dust-up. Yesterday, a couple of people from California, Jennifer, coming back from Hawaii on a red-eye flight. I guess it was last week. Mm-hmm. They have an 18-year-old son and an 18-month-old son. And so they sent the 18-year-old back early so they could use the seat that they paid for him for the 18-month-old baby, and Delta wouldn't let him on. And I understand the problem because the ticket didn't have his name on it. But the way they handled it, my God, these people, they just don't get it. The guy at the gate says, "You have to give up your seat or you're going to jail. And your wife's going to jail and they'll take your kids from you."
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What are you, stupid? Do you not read the newspaper? "We're going to be in jail and my kids are going to what?" The guy said. "I bought that seat." Unbelievable. Good God. 50 minutes after the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
After the hour, it's time for a trip. Want to get away? Want to fly away? Then we have the right person to help you with those plans. The best websites for booking hotels, Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Travel Guidebooks and Frommers.com is going to join us. And I think we also anecdotally ought to get her comments on how stupid the people at Delta. Well, that's my pejorative. I think that they were doing the right thing because they didn't have a ticket for the 18-month-old. They had a ticket for the 18-year-old, but the way Delta handled it. Well, let's see what Pauline says in a moment here.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you, then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
55 past the hour. Happy to have Pauline Frommer back, as she usually joins us at this time each week from the Frommers.com website, where you can find the Frommers guidebooks to travel. So just a quick comment. Are these people tone deaf? I'm not talking about Delta. I think Delta did the right thing because they didn't have a ticket in the name of the baby. But instead of handling it intelligently, the gate guard says, if you don't get off the plane or do whatever, we're going to put you in jail. That kind of, I mean, do these people not look at the news?
Well, Doug, as I tell you, every time you bring one of these ones up, I think there's something like, I think it's 20 million people fly every day.
Yep.
And just as many, you know, idiots are going to work for the airlines. These are not saints. They make mistakes. Yeah, tone deaf, stupid. But if you looked at any industry that had that many people involved in it, you'd probably find the same thing. And frankly, the vast majority of airline passengers are being treated just fine.
Yeah. So is the news media the culprit here? And I'm happy to blame, if we have to focus on blame, overcooking now this stuff because it's getting ridiculous, all these stories?
I mean, I don't think that anybody really is. I'd rather discuss things that people will help people travel rather than looking at the.
But everybody's talking about this, so that's why I bring it up.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they just are. It's just the way it is. I'm not an arbiter of good taste necessarily. I can stay away from some things, but it really is interesting how people react to these sorts of things. And I think people, because they know your name, are interested in your reaction to this, even though, as you say, you're not a travel agent, but people look to you for ideas and they have respect for your point of view. So, having said that, hotels and how we book them and where do you really get the best deals? You hear a lot of advertising about where we really get the good deals, but is advertising helpful and truthful?
No, not necessarily. In fact, some of the online travel agencies that are putting the most money into advertising should be putting that money into their software so that they could find the better deals. At Frommers.com, we did a wonderful survey we looked at 50 different places one could go, Orlando, Boston, Rome, London, Hong Kong. We looked at last minute. We looked at far in advance. And it was very interesting. Some of the bigger names like Kayak always had the worst prices, whereas we found a little place, a little site that you probably haven't heard of called Agoda, A-G-O-D-A. We have nothing to do with these sites, by the way. They came in second, getting the best prices the second most time, and Booking.com did better than those sites that search all of the different booking engines. They're an online travel agency, so they're not searching the other sites, but they had the lowest prices. We didn't think they did because at first glance, their prices looked lower, and then we realized, oh, yeah, they're including taxes and fees in the first screenshot. With the other sites, you had to go all the way through the process, and you'd get an unpleasant surprise.
Wow.
With Booking.com, you saw immediately what you were going to get.
So Booking.com, something to check out. There's some good advice. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommers guidebooks.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.